Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is August 14th, 2025, and on today's episode, we celebrate a milestone for Roacil in Mobile, Alabama. Our Maitland, Ontario site was recently featured in Evonik's Folio magazine, and the newest cohort of rotational engineers reflects on their journey. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, the Roacil unit at Evonik's Mobile, Alabama site recently celebrated a remarkable achievement by producing its 100,000th H-block since 2008. This milestone underscores the unit's evolution from a modest support facility into a key player in the high-performance foam market, particularly in aerospace, automotive, medical technology, and sports equipment. Here is Blake Jewell, the director of sales for Roacil, to explain what an H-block is.
An H-block, part of our manufacturing process, is we take a copolymer sheet that's produced exclusively in our Darmstadt, Germany facility, and we expand it to a foam block. We always like to refer it to like an Oreo cookie. You got the cookie shells on the outside and the cream filling on the inside. So we call that a sandwich structure in the, for example, the aerospace market. And our foam is used to bridge between the cookie to separate it to create stiffness.
Over the past 17 years, production rates for Roacil have increased significantly, now exceeding 5 times the initial output. And Blake Jewell was one of the first Roacil employees in the U.S.
Yeah, I started with Evonik in 2002 and basically representing the Darmstadt facility. We started with having all of our products shipped to the U.S. So we had zero production in the U.S. up until 2008. So starting in 2008, we went from zero to 100,000 H-blocks in that time frame. I would say that with the support of our management team, and development of new industries where our products are ideal, our trajectory is quite nice. And we have a very talented group of people. So it's been my pleasure to work here and be part of this great team.
Next up, Evonik's Maitland, Ontario production facility, known for its commitment to safety, has once again been recognized with the Safe Handling Award from the Canadian National Railway. The site manufactures hydrogen peroxide and transports 70% of its production by rail to customers in Canada and the U.S. With a strong focus on safety, the facility conducts routine trainings to ensure compliance with regulatory standards and employs specially designed rail cars that undergo comprehensive inspections. Evonik's Folio magazine recently wrote a piece on the site, as safety is an important topic for Maitland and the region. As site manager Greg LeBlanc explains.
At Maitland, we take pride in our rigorous safety protocols and the trust we build with our customers. You know, this site has been here for 40 years in particular peroxide, and I think certainly our sites have a lot of pride with this in terms of the safety and always are wanting to learn, and whether it's the site personnel looking at how to make things safer and better, working with the different sites, working with the business lines, even working with other business lines, whatever information we can get to be safer. And we're also working with the government agencies who want to support and keep us up to date on, you know, concerns and what's happening outside the walls. And also, I want to thank the operators that are the key people. I mean, they're front lines that do this, and it really shows they're the ones at the front lines who are making sure that we're being safe in that. So they certainly deserve, you know, the credit for this. And so it's great to hear about little Maitland and, you know, getting this recognition.
Lastly, the North American Rotational Engineer Program, or NAROT, recently marked a significant milestone as its 2024 cohort of 8 early career engineers completed their first rotation. This program, which has successfully launched the careers of 73 young engineers over the past 14 years, allows participants to engage in 2 year-long rotations at different Evonik sites, exploring various engineering roles and gaining hands-on experience in manufacturing environments. This initiative, supported by the North America leadership team, is crucial for developing future engineering talent. Alexis Ware spent her first rotation with the Animal Nutrition Group in Mobile, Alabama.
Learning how to manage multiple projects at once while communicating between contractors, vendors, and colleagues within the company was a big learning curve at first, but everyone has been eager to help and mentor me in my work. The NAROT program has been an incredible experience for me because it's not just about learning the technical skills, but also about building relationships.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.